Thanks to this meeting here in Bali and its focus on the importance of trees in the fight against global warming, we may develop more mechanisms to preserve and pay for the world's great forest. But what about all those trees, some 35 million of them, that show up in people's homes at this time of year, the Christmas trees? Most of them simply get tossed out come January. But before they land in the landfill, some folks are feeling better about where their evergreens come from. Trees grown sustainably without chemical fertilizers or pesticides, greener greens, if you will, are doing a brisk business these days. Living Honor's Alexandra Gutierrez brings us this audio postcard from Haircrest Acres, a tree farm in Biddeford, Maine.
Hello, my name is Matt Haas. You're in Biddeford, Maine, and welcome to Haircrest Acres. And this is my little place in heaven. We're going to go get ourselves a Christmas tree. We'll grab ourselves a saw. And we've got a 25-acre farm here with about 1,000 Christmas trees. We have a combination of balsam fir, Fraser fir, and Canaan fir. They're all native, and they all do fairly well in this soil type. And as you can see, we do it with very little impact to the earth. So it looks a little rough, but no chemicals are applied, and it's all just love and care.
I want that one.
Looks like we got a good one. Oh, of course. Oh, that's a good one, all right. There's a few Charlie Brown trees out here because everybody, you know, every now and then somebody wants one.
Do people really buy Charlie Brown Christmas trees?
Occasionally they do, for usually relatives. I give them a discount on a tree like this. That's a one-year-old tree here. It's only about 8 inches. This one's about a foot. And you can see by the third year, once the roots get established, then the tops start taking off. From there, they grow quite rapidly. Who wants hot chocolate?
Nikki, you want some hot chocolate? Okay.
Come on over.
Come on in. You know, you buy one from one of the big stores and you don't know if it was cut down last month. And if we're going to spend the money, we would rather give it to the man down the road from us. It really was the best tree we've ever had.
Well, I tell everybody to use their mittens. So you put the mitten on the one you think you want and then keep looking. And then you'll go find another one that you like. And when you run out of mittens, you usually have to make a decision at that point.
I think this one might be the one.
That could be it. All right.
It looks just about the right size.
Oh, I like it. It looks so pretty. You just go dance.
Woo! Is there something satisfying about cutting down your own Christmas tree?
Yeah, they even yelled timber. It was kind of fun. How are we doing?
You guys holding it?
I got it, yep. Ready? Everybody yell.
Timber!
Well done.
Woo!
Merry Christmas.
That audio snapshot of the Haircrest Acres Tree Farm in Maine was crafted by Alexandra Gutierrez.